8 dates in BC. And I just like the way I approach my live shows. Like, I want it to be memorable. You know what I mean? And it's like, anyone I think can make a dope song. And it's like, you need a certain amount of like marketing dollars and like a certain amount of luck to a degree as well, and the strategy to make that song go. But it's like, I know one thing that I have fully in my control is that like, I could perform my ass off, man. So one thing that I definitely wanted to do was be like, yo, let me take this to the next level, right? As a hip hop artist, you see a full band and you hear like background singers who are really dope in their own rights. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, okay, look, this is a different kind of experience. It's not just like a, you know, some dude just screaming into a microphone. Yeah. So that's really what it was. So Makati went on tour with me in 2018, and then we just connected. You know what I'm saying? He's actually from Boston originally, so we just ball up.
So all I can say is energy.
Yes, sir.
You guys bring together. Tell us about this next track, That Nana.
Yeah, it's crazy. That Nana, yo, we actually got asked to speak. I got asked to speak at the African Business Conference here at UBC at the beginning of 2020 in February, and they flew in an artist from Kenya. Her name is Karun. And Makati was actually he was hosting the event. So we were on a panel. We finished up the panel, went back to my crib, and I pulled up the beat. I was like, yo, let's just work on a song right now. And probably made the song in like an hour, like all of it done in an hour. So
see what happens at UBC, that higher learning, right?
This is that higher learning. No Omar Epps, though. No Omar Epps, baby. But yeah, this is that Nana, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a feel-good energy, them jazz chords, and the singers go off on it, and I just do my thing in the first verse. So
that's what's up. That Nana, Makati, Karun, Teon Gibbs, right here, Crimes and Treasons Radio. Let's go.
Yeah. Ain't as bad as you doing if you ain't doing better. Say, what's the meaning? I want that na na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. I want that na na. Your mama do it good, she's so on fire. That get you, yeah, yeah. I'm drowning in the body like it's water.
Cause I want you, babe.
Say, what's the reason? Been thinking about it lately. Tryna burn her down like she's a fetus. My little brown sugar, you the sweetest.
Cause I want you, babe.
If men are from Mars, I might have to move to Venus. My sweet little thing, you the realest. I'm tryna work it out, I need the digits, yeah. I wanna tell you a couple things. I love the way you are. I said I'm tryna move to you, can I take it now? I just wanna feel, I need a little more. Say I gotta fight, well then I'm tryna go to war. So can you tell me about that na na? Oh, oh, I want that na na.
Yeah.
Say,
what you do to me, babe? What you do to me? What you do to me, babe? What you do to me? What you do to me?
You're the reason, oh, final fantasy, but yeah, I believe it,
yeah.
If you're the lottery, then I'll redeem it. The future I can see, but I can feel it.
Cause I want you, babe.
Yes, 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 that Nana, Teon Gibbs, Makati, and Karun. That's a vibe right there, my man.
Major vibe.
Yo, before we get on out here, man, let them know how they can get that music, how they can contact you, how they can chop it up with Teyon Gibbs.
Yeah, peace and love to everyone listening at home. My name is Teyon Gibbs. If you want to follow me and support me and show me some love, the best way to do that is probably Instagram at TeyonGibbs100. Please follow me on Spotify. It's Teyon Gibbs, as simple as that. If you want to come and see me live and in, you know, in full effect, we're doing a show December 9th at Bar None Nightclub. It's going to be me, Movi, and Hush Music Party, one big black collaboration, a whole melanation, if you will. So come out to that December 9th. It's going to be a Bar None Nightclub. And again, my name is Teyon Gibbs. I love Vancouver. This is my city. I want to rep this to the fullest. And come join me on this journey.
There you have it, Van City. Teyon Gibbs closing out the show right here. Big shout out to everybody tuning in with the troop right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Make sure to keep it locked in. Coming up next, Issa Arian, Off the Beaten Path. You're going to be talking about all the crazy shit in this world. I know you're going to be talking about right now. So you're going to be talking about LeBron James, all that shit. Keep it tuned in right here. CITR 101.9 FM. Until next week, troop out.
Peace.
Woke up light, feeling lazy, sun in my face. Got to smoking too early, like any other day. And my baby called my name, just wanted coffee and some spice. But she pulled it out of me so easy, I barely got to play. Tainted love is so easily distracted. A criminal for chasing into blind light. I won't keep up with your love. My sneaks out every time. Slow and, slow and down. I won't keep up with your love. Yeah, I keep trying every time. At this price, I'm too easily tempted. I find myself the reason to walk out again. I feel it crawling on my body. I see them everywhere I go. I hear other people talking. The fuck do they know? My tainted love is so easily distracted. I'm a criminal. For chasing into blind light. I won't keep up with your love. My flicks out every time. It comes back around. I won't keep up with your love. Yeah, I'll keep trying every time.
Yo. Yo, yo. Why can I not see? Sometimes I always have these technical difficulties, but you're now tuned in with Off the Beaten Path. I am your host, Issa Arian. And we do this every Tuesday from 10 to 11, right after Crimes and Treasons. Crimes and Treasons, the hottest hip-hop show in Canada. And that's it's not just hyperbole. Like, if you listen to the radio, you know. It's what you got. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people's territory, live from the most western part of UBC, western part of Vancouver, here at CITR. And we do this every Tuesday, talk about what's going on here in the Lower Mainland, what's going on in Canada, what's going on in the province, what's going on in the world. Honestly, this week has been crazy, not just because we weren't on last week, but just because this week has just been a kind of week of recovery. So we talked about 2 weeks ago, and 2 weeks ago was just kind of, it was just kind of sad. If you were with us, it was just, it felt like there was a level of violence that I hadn't really felt since I left the United States. You know, I feel there's just an element that I feel is growing. And so you see it in the news, but this was, it's some good news today, because if you are from BC in the Lower Mainland, or if you're not familiar, it felt like we were living through some type of apocalyptic event. But also, while nobody was actually doing shit. And so that kind of is the part that really scares me, because, you know, I feel like over the past 4 years or 4 or 5 years, we've been talking about like this impending doom. You know, we've been, you know, I think we went through Trump, and then we went through lots of other things, and people just kind of felt like, you know, we see this climate change. People just kind of feel like, oh, the world is beyond us, you know? And so I kind of, This is kind of related, but not kind of related. And so if you listen to the show, honestly, you know that this is just what happens. You know, we just go, on a little path. But it kind of felt like, you know, in 2020, we had this racial reckoning that, you know, I felt like a pessimist for saying, you know, nothing actually was going to happen. But, you know, what we see over this past week, you know, with this latest ruling, is that kind of nothing has changed. I feel like that's something people need to get with. But anyways, but we talk about, you know, natural disasters and apocalypse, or, you know, zombies, or some type of, you know, what would you do if X happened? And we learned this. We're just going to do what we're told and go back to work. You know, we are like, we're not creatures of, you know, really pushing back, because, I mean, personally, it felt kind of weird going to work on Monday last week, Tuesday, knowing that, like, there's thousands and thousands of people just, you know, less than an hour's drive away from us that were, you know, had to be evacuated from their homes and had to be moved out of their cities, and, you know, not wondering if their even city was going to be there. When just 6 months we were in a heat wave where we did lose a few cities. Anyways, and so, like, we're just going to work like nothing happens, and it's just kind of weird. And I feel like, you know, if that's like, if we're just going to go to work when that happens, like, what happens when, you know, and instead of a few thousand people, it affects a few hundred thousand people? Like, what's the number that will make us kind of wake up? And you can think about that while we have our first musical break. Honestly, I have so much good music today. So much good music. Yeah, you just have to come check it out. Hope you like it.
just a fabric. I think you picked up a lot of bad habits. Just appreciate your sound. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Born in the States, tell nobody that you never had it. Don't tell nobody that you was abandoned. I'm the only one that know about your tragedy. I can't feel sorry cause your trust ran deep. I can't feel sorry your love's ransom. Drown yourself in a space of fabrics. I think you picked up a lot of bad habits. Just appreciate yourself. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide.
My mama mad at me, I know I fucked up big. My girl mad at me, I know I fucked up big. What's love? I guess I'll never understand. Every time I say sorry, I do that shit again. Check, 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 I made a promise that I would never leave you stressed. I would be honest, I should've never sent that text. I would be honest, I'm sorry for the things I said. I would be honest.
Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide. Won't you think about you and I? Just grab my hand and look me in the eye. Look, this ain't something you should decide. This ain't something that you should decide.
Back it off the beam path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa Arian. Thanks for tuning in. So, you know, this show is, I like to imagine this is just me and you, me and my friends, you know, my close personal friends. We're on the couch, like, you know, it's Thanksgiving coming up. And one of the things that I actually miss most about Thanksgiving, you know, while I miss Thanksgiving being with my folks, you know, and just eating at a kind of ridiculous time at like 2:30 so that you can have like two dinners, like two full dinners, which I love. But I also love Wednesday night, because Wednesday night is like, it's almost like going to a wedding, but there's no, I don't know, you know, it's just everybody's just feeling good. You know, everyone's home in town, especially when you live outside of town. It's just like, you know, it's just very fond memories of me and my friends getting together. And this is absolutely nothing to do with the story we're going to talk about. It's just something, you know, this week it's American Thanksgiving week. And so this makes me think about those types of things. Anyways, as you get together, you know, during Thanksgiving, and you like to talk about, you know, people talk about the story of Thanksgiving. Like, I saw one of my friends on Instagram today, and they live in rural Ohio, and I thought it was interesting because, you know, as she shows her son and they're going through their parade, like, they still, in 2021, have kids dressed up as pilgrims and, if you can't see the air quotes, but Indians. And I just thought that was absolutely ridiculous. Well, I don't understand how that one hasn't always been looked at as a little ridiculous, you know, just a little bit. But then also, you know, in light of everything that we've talked about in the past few years, like, you would have thought that this might, you know, come up as, you know, a custom, a tradition that might need to be revisited, you know, like that, in the nicest way to put it, you know, like that. Maybe people should revisit kids in headdresses. You know, I just don't understand. I don't understand how these things continue to come up and come up and come up. But as long as these things come up, then like real issues will continue to get bypassed. Like, I mean, I feel like it says something when the number one headline, I feel like, has been in, I mean, you know, we talk about a few things here in BC, particularly in Lower Mainland, talk about housing, talk about homelessness, drugs, and really about natural resources and access to natural resources. And one of those natural resources that we see is, you know, petroleum, oil, and crude oil or natural gas. And so those things must be piped. And so we see time and time again headlines about the Wet'suwet'en people blocking these pipelines on their righteous land. And when you see the pictures of what the RCMP and what the other types of military police roll up to these camps in, with tanks and with, you know, with guns, with semi-automatic weapons, really protecting the interests of these mining companies. But then at the same time, you see Canadians, you know, point at the United States saying, oh, my God, I can't believe this shit happens. Or, you know, oh, my God, I can't believe, you know, it is rather confusing to an American person living in Canada, you know, when you see, when you're like, but I thought you guys didn't do that, you know, and then you just look at, you know, how they treat these people who, like, I try to shy away from, you know, that, like, very, I don't want to say, you know, like, that very simplified stereotype about Native people, you know, defending land and defending natural resources from pollution, you know, like that. But we have just many, many examples of not, it's not, I don't even think of it about saving the resources. It's like, it is protecting everybody, you know, like that. Like, if the water is contaminated, we're all fucked up, you know? And so, anyways, while you're sitting at Thanksgiving, maybe you let your kid go to school and you put some pilgrim shit on him or her and, or them. And then, you know, maybe you can, when you go up to the teachers and you can, to maybe make it a little less personal, you know, you can talk about some bigger issues, like, you know, how the government continues to railroad peoples and their rights to their own land, rather than, you know, bringing up how you also let your kid wear this regalia to school. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about this one employee's fight for justice here in BC, in the city of Vancouver, and you're not going to want to miss it when we get back.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
You're back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Crimes and Treasons. Every week, 8 to 10, you got Jamal Steeles, Malik, DJ Relly Rose, myself, East Aryan, playing the hottest hip hop. And then you got me right after, 10 to 11, every week. Off the Beaten Path. So, there was a, this is a story, you know, every week, like I told you, I bring the stories. I read the news for the hardest hitting news, particularly the news CBC has, because they always got good stuff. There's, you know, they try. So this week, the headline is: a lone black employee in a 300-person department claims discrimination against the city of Vancouver. BC Human Rights Tribunal member says complaint against city and its employee can proceed. In the complaint, Christopher Clark claims he has been subjected to a number of discriminatory comments made to him over the years at his workplace. And this is one thing that I'm going to say. Having been a black person my whole life, I don't know if there is any place, honestly, that I've been, that I think that where there's been 300 people and I've been the only black person, that somebody hasn't said something to me that I don't know if it would get them fired, but it would definitely get them a talk from HR. Like, I would say, I don't know what happened to Christopher Clark, but I'm probably sure he's going to get his money just because the numbers. I mean, the numbers do not, are not in the favor, like, of the benefit of the doubt. You know, like, if it was 1 in 3, maybe 1 in 30, they for sure, he's for sure was dealing with some shit. And 300, absolutely. That person's, he's going to get paid. It's not even a question in my mind. But, you know, moving on to, so I did come, this is not really a story, but this is something that I think that people should be thinking about. So it just come up in my notes, and it was talking about roadside safety, like, you know, what happens if you get caught in a landslide or if you get caught in a flood in your car. And while obviously I'm not going to go through all of those steps here on the radio, that would be not efficient a way for you to get your information. But it's just something you should think about. So if you're listening to the radio show, you know, and maybe you can call in and you can help the other callers and you can tell them how to do it. The number is 604-822, that's 2487, 604 UBC-CITR. You know, if you are well versed, now I'm going to need to check your certification before I let you get on air and just tell people. But, you know, if you want to call in, tell people the things that they might need. You know, serve your community. That's what the show is all about. It's one of the guiding principles in my life, you know. And I think that if more people added it to theirs, you know, we would have, our world would be pushed in the direction that people want to, because I think it's volunteers that actually make the world go. I mean, if we think about it, you know. All of those, like, those polling locations, or, you know, getting people to vote, or, you know, getting people, even people volunteer at the Olympics or at the Winter Olympics, the Senior Olympics, you know, trying to help old people get from A to B, tell people where to go, you know. Volunteer people, they don't get enough credit. I'm a firm believer of people who volunteer should get paid. If you believe that as well, we're on the same team. When we get back, so I'm trying to figure out why the music isn't working for you guys, but when we get back, I have some more lighthearted, funnier stories. We'll be right back.
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the Downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Get back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa Arian. And like I said, we do this every Tuesday. We used to do this every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m. And we just have a little bit different vibe going on here at nighttime. So if you have, if you've been around, you've been listening to the news, you've been listening to what's going on. You would have seen that earlier this week, Kyle Rittenhouse, the defendant in the case versus the state, of Wisconsin, where he, 17, was driven by his mother across state lines from Illinois to Wisconsin to defend, a CVS from being burned down. And he ended up killing two people. And he was found not guilty on all charges this week. And I think this is like, you know, where it comes full circle because, like I said earlier, you know, I'm the pessimist. I think I talk about this. Like, I feel like I'm at a point where I'm like kind of beyond pessimism, where it's more like just like, man, this shit is really kind of just fucked up. And I just, like, this is just what it's going to be like. You know, because, you know, we had this summer where the energy was, it felt different. Like, I am not going to lie. Like, I feel like I've been in situations now more than once where, you know, I'm like, ooh, this energy just feels a little bit different. You know, but we're in the same place. Because Jacob Blake, an individual who was murdered by the police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, then a man who murdered three people who were protesting and murdered two people and shot another person who were protesting the murder of this man was found not guilty for murdering. It's just, you know, and, you know, we can get into like the specifics about, you know, who hasn't said what that's already, you know, like if you already kind of know what team you're on, you don't, you're not going to, I'm not convincing anybody or like informing anybody, like, you know, you already know. But I think what's interesting or what is funny about it is that just how like open and just like blatant, you know, it's just all a just complete show and facade. This man, Kyle, goes, you know, this boy, Kyle, goes on Tucker Carlson or Carl Tuckerson. I never can get his first name right because I feel like when you have two first names and you look like that, you just can't just, you just know. He's not trustworthy enough for me to need to remember his name, but you know that he's just kind of dangerous. Anyways, he goes on and he talks about, he's like how he's for Black Lives Matter and how he is, you know, talks about he understands the systemic, and it's like, wow, who taught this man how to troll? And him being Teflon, he can really say whatever the hell he wants to say. It's kind of wild, you know, how the narrative has, you know, shifted to quickly. And I don't even think that it's just for, you know, it's just for conservatives, but how just quickly the narrative can shift, you know, and just how it's all a show, just to, like, keep us mildly entertained, keep the vibration just, you know, real low. So we have to pay attention to this type of shit, and it's wild. But I think good things happen to bad people all the time. And I just, one thing that I just had to come to an understanding with is just that, not like some of the times, you know, like I don't, I feel like if you're like someone who looks to find joy in the fact that like you're being righteous because you feel like bad things happen to bad people, like you will be looking for a long time, because of what I find is that good things happen to bad people a lot. I say good things happen to bad people a lot more than good things happen to good people. You know, I don't know. I just feel like that. I don't think I can be convinced that it's not better to be bad, but also being bad is being bad, you know, like that you feel it. You know, I don't know if I can't live with that in my spirit, but, you know, some people can, and that's fine because they get those things. But anyways, enough about that guy. You know who's bad, you know, I guess perspective, but, you know, in like, regular, you know, American Western perspective, Jamal Kagahoshi's fiance is having a party, and I don't know if you know who that is, but that's that's one of the princes of Saudi Arabia. And so Justin Bieber was set to perform for the Saudi Arabian government, and he's urged not to by Jamal Khashoggi's fiance. I don't know if you know. Remember, Jamal Khashoggi is the individual who was a journalist for the Washington Post, and then he was murdered by the Saudi Arabian state. And sometimes I just forget how much money some people have. Like, when you can just have Justin Bieber just perform at your birthday party, you have to be, you know, just like in, like, I don't know if I had a birthday party. I mean, luckily my birthday is not until June, but I don't know who I could afford right now. Not saying because I'm like, you know, extra broke, but like, I feel like having somebody perform at a birthday party is kind of expensive. I think somebody's trying to come in the door. I don't know. Somebody trying to bum rush me. Oh, it's Jamal. Oh, okay, my man. I appreciate that. You know, Jamal Steele's always showing love in the studio. Listen, what would you do if an armored truck blew up and cash was littered all over the freeway? You can think about it, and then you can hear about what I would do when we get back after this musical break.
The freeway. This is literally insane. This is insane. Oh my gosh. Yo, the entire freeway just shut down. They threw money. He's gone. Wow. He's gone, bro. The freeway is empty. Literally, the freeway is empty. There was cash all over the ground. Literally, look, we're the only people on the entire highway. Literally, this is insane. This is the most insane thing I've ever seen. Someone dropped money all over the freeway. San Diego has shut down. Literally, it has shut down. Look at the freeway right now. Oh my gosh.
to me.
You're now tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's Vancouver's community radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. Listen. So, a Brinks truck, doors flew open and cash was littered all over the highway. And I'm trying to have to think of, like, how much like, how many people would I have to have seen also stop for me to, that would be too many for me to be like, I'm not going to get enough and I have to drive off. Like, I feel like if I'm in, like, one of, like, the first five people to stop, I feel good. I don't want to be the first, though. I feel like the first is dangerous. You know, like that, that puts you in a very vulnerable position. You know, like that, like you could stop too early, you know, and, you know, like maybe there's more money that has fallen out, like, you know, a few hundred meters ahead. Or you could be too late and, you know, oh, the money is already gotten out and you're like a few hundred meters and you don't want to be running on the highway. You know, I feel like you just need to time it just right. And you just kind of get the, you kind of have to have like a, see like a few people stopped already, so you can see where the see where the money's at. But one thing that it wouldn't be sad, you know, like if you stop and let's say like, you know, you stopped and you found out that you had, you know, just like a little bit of, you know, you just had just like a little bit of issues, you know, when it happened. But imagine that you have to be, imagine that you have to be a individual, right? And you have like one last wish for your life. And that one last wish, you have to use to feed the city's homeless for a year. And how, and that being run as a story for a good story is just kind of sad. So honestly, like I was trying to tell that story, like trying to make it sound not as fucked up as it is, but honestly, it's pretty messed up, honestly. So the NBC News, there's this individual, his kid, was diagnosed with a blood disorder, and you know, his name is Adeola Abraham Olabegi, and he's a teenager from Jackson, Mississippi, and he wanted to use his Make-A-Wish. So I don't know if you're familiar, but I mean, Make-A-Wish Foundation is a foundation that helps people with who kids usually are terminally ill to, you know, to do something. Some of them like want to, you know, to do something once in a lifetime, you know, like that. And, you know, sometimes that's like score a touchdown, or it's like meet the president, or it, you know, it can be something, you know, it can be anything, you know, and it should be anything, you know, that that these people, you know, want to do. And so one of the things that this 13-year-old wants to do is feed his city's homeless for a year. And one, how incredibly thoughtful of this young individual, you know, and how incredibly selfless, you know, for someone to think of others, you know, as, you know, he understands his own mortality, you know, like that. And so it's incredible by this young man. But also it's kind of sad that we live in a society where people, a 13-year-old has to make that decision, you know, and use his last, his wish to feed homeless people, you know, where we live in a society where we should be able to take care of homeless people. And so I think, you know, it's one of those things that I feel like has, there's so many stories about, particularly like recently, scaring people, talking about, you know, inflation and, you know, how that's causing rising prices. Now, really, not really related to this individual and his wanting of his wish. But it is in the sense that, you know, we live in just complete misdirection, you know, of what the actual issues and causes of issues are. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of bleak to imagine like that we can ever catch up, you know, to, I feel like, you know, things have advanced so far beyond people's ideas to, you know, people's ability to be able to try to even understand how these things all fit together, you know, beyond myself, you know, like it's, when we spend so much time just like kind of working, you kind of don't even get to really look at the macro of your own life. And so like, but thinking about the macro of others is probably very difficult. So, you know, and looking at like, you know, why do we have homeless people? But also, you know, we talk about people worried about, you know, inflation. I think that's like the number one buzzword, you know, the next thing to fear, you know, as people, you know, in the next 2021, 2022 is inflation. Yet people are spending more money than they've ever spent, you know, and companies are making more money than they've ever made. Executives are making more money than they've ever made. Profit margins are bigger than they've ever been. And yeah, we're talking about inflation. Like I like to watch these things because I feel like it's important to, you know, stay informed on, you know, just kind of what's going on and how people are talking about it. And there's not once, you know, obviously if you listen to me, you know that I've been talking about this for a while, you know, but not once will you see on the news someone criticize, you know, just like a company just raising prices. Like I was going to ask you, Jamal, you know, I was going to ask you a question, but I could ask it myself. You know, if you've, the last time you go into a gas station or you go into a, you know, you've gone anywhere and you just look at the price of the candy bars, like why the fuck does a candy bar cost $2.34? Now it doesn't, I wanted to look at this before I came in here because I, you know, I'm a researcher and I like to, and I love economics. Like it's actually, it's something that I think is just such an interesting subject and could tell you so much about people. But when you look at the price of a candy bar and then you look at the, you can go to Mars, you know, the publicly traded, or you can go to, Smucker's, another publicly traded company that sells candy bars. You can go look at their inputs and you can go look at their cost of goods and you can look at them year over year and you can see that they have not increased. And so if your costs of, you know, if your costs are not increasing, but you're just continuing to increase pricing, and you can see these, you know, in these earnings reports, people talking about, you know, how pricing is getting better, which just means we're able to charge you more money. Like pricing getting better for a company just means we can charge more money to the consumer and get away with it. And it's because of people's willingness to pay that people are making more money than ever. And yet people are getting paid less than ever. So the money is being recouped by people who are investing in the people making the decisions to raise the prices. Like it's really easy. You know, if you can see, you can see like where the money is going in is going out. So if somebody tells you and people, and so this is goes back to what, you know, something that we've been talking about on the show, you know, for many weeks, which is like these people on Instagram or people selling these courses, you know, trying to sell you on buying into the stock market. So what's happening is, I mean, we're actually, you know, it's that analogy, you know, like, we are like licking the knife in the blade, you know, and drinking and thinking, but we're drinking our own blood and thinking that we're getting thirstier. I mean, we're thinking that we're quenching our thirst, but we're just drinking our own blood until we die. if you're investing in these stocks, so they want you to invest in stocks because obviously stocks are going up because people are spending more money and they want us to invest in stocks, but people, it's only going up because they have the ability to, they have increased their elasticity. So we are paying more money because we feel it's okay. You know, like that, like people are like, yeah, I'm fine spending $2 on the candy bar. But eventually, that's going to stop. People are going to not be able to afford it, or people are just going to be not willing. Like, it has to, it just can't keep continuing to go up. Anyways, but they continue to use this argument as a way to stagnate wages. So don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by the inflation and the misdirection. When we get back, we're going to, you know what? We're not getting back to anything. We're just going to keep talking all the way through the end of the show. So there was a survey that went through, you know, I'm a researcher, I love surveys. Survey that went through that said half of NYPD wish they never had joined the force. And I bet there's lots of people who also wish the same thing. Like, I think those things are interesting. Should we talk about the billionaire who made a spreadsheet of all the women he had sex with, which is weird? Or about, you know what? So this is, I feel like this is, anyways. So I feel like we're almost at a point like where there's almost, people like me, you know, are a little fed up, you know, like that with just, you know, just kind of the bullshit, you know. We're going to do something different about, you know, we're going to change the way we all are. We're all in this together. You know, people are just kind of tired of that. And I feel like you can really feel that, because when you read the comments about stories like these, you can really feel the sentiment is kind of, people are just like, bruh, I don't care about this anymore. You know what I mean when I tell you the story. But so there's this four black men were accused of raping a white woman in Florida, and they were exonerated just a few months ago, 72 years later. And so, according to CNN, Judge Heidi Davis posthumously dismissed the indictments of Ernest Thomas, Samuel Shepard, and vacated the convictions of Walter Irvin and Charles Greenlee, the four wrongfully convicted men, after they've already died. So one of those men was killed by a mob and was shot 400 times. Shot 400 times by the angry mob. Now, I think that's one thing that we don't talk about enough, or we don't talk about at all, is really just how brutal people have been to black people 400 times to someone who didn't do it. And anyways, so I just feel like these stories don't hit like they used to hit. You know what I mean? Like, you used to see these stories, or you see the first black story, yada, yada. You used to hit, like, the story used to be like, damn, this shit was inspiring, or, you know, thank God, they should have definitely done that. But people are just like, you know what, you know, I hope those people, those, you know, four people have found rest 72 years ago. You know, I hope they were able to find peace with themselves. But you doing this